Let's do it.
Coming to you live from the city that time forgot, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now, your favorite blacksmith, here's Nate.
Got the DeLorean up to 88. Drop back in time into old Sacramento.
Ooh,
it's hammer time.
Oh. If Nate's a blacksmith, what are you, Christiana?
Wench.
Oh, no! Wait,
sorry. Sorry, I wasn't supposed to answer for you.
No! I don't know. I got nothing.
Well,
at that point
Ooh. In time, the opportunities for women weren't that great.
That's probably true.
You could have owned the local mercantile.
I would have had a
whorehouse. Like on Little House.
I was just thinking that. Like, she would be the madam of a brothel that, like, really took
care
of its women.
Classy
yeah,
one,
like,
you know,
yeah.
like a unionized
with, like,
one.
Like, healthcare,
really
childcare.
Good. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Coming up on the show today, why you don't mess around with animals.
Wink.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, you'll find out.
Oh.
It's true. We'll revisit the... No, we won't do that. We may not get to that, so I'm not going to talk about that ahead. Joe Torre's daughter makes a nice catch, and we're going to get to Florida Corner this time.
Yay.
Yeah, because we have to.
We do.
We do. That's what we got.
Because they miss us when we're not there.
Yeah, it's a staple of the show. People like Florida Corner. I'm not going to leave it out for the entire week. We skipped it last show.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's start out, because last time we started about with James Gandolfini, let's start out with us. Christiana, how was your week? What exciting stuff happened with you?
My week was good. I went to Discovery Kingdom for the first time.
Yay.
Six Flags.
Yeah.
Wow, everyone's going there now.
I don't know whether to call it Six Flags or Discovery. I don't know, because it's not like my local park, so I'm not really down on that yet. But it was fun. I had a good time. It was much better than I thought. Like, I read a lot of Yelp reviews. I normally don't read reviews on anything, but for some reason it seemed like a good idea. So I read a bunch of reviews, and it's definitely not the highest rated park like that, but maybe I set up such low expectations that I was pretty happy with it. You know, it's not Disneyland, but we had a great time. They had a bunch of little kids rides. It's kind of what we wanted. We even upgraded to season passes. We liked it so much because
nice.
We figured we'd go at least two more times, and I have a bunch of coupons now, so you guys can all come for, like, cheap.
Yay.
But only on, like, kind of some random specific days, so it's coupons are a little focused. But that was great. It was fun. The kid liked it. It rained on us a little bit. That was exciting. A tiger almost peed on Rob.
A tiger almost peed on Ted when we were there, too.
Really? Same tiger? Is it Odin, the big white one in the cage?
Well,
like,
well, there were two, and it said there was a sign that said, like, warning spraying or something.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No,
we didn't see
wet.
The warning, but I saw... So the cat pooped in front of us. The big old tiger pooped.
Okay.
And then he kind of walked towards the fence and turned his back and put his tail up. And since I've had cats,
right,
like, it doesn't matter what size they are, that means one thing. And I'm like, Rob, move back, what are you doing? Get out of the way. He's like, what?
Oh,
so
yeah.
And like, the park employee was like, did he pee on you? And I'm like, no, it's cool. But he was going to, like, he definitely assumed the position. I don't know why he aborted the mission, but it was close. And Rob was just like, well, why did you think he was gonna pee? And I said, because he was presenting exactly like a cat who's about to spray. Have you never... I knew he grew up with cats, but he just didn't recognize that on a larger animal.
I think that was actually a different... Ours was over at Tiger Island, and they actually had signs that said, may get sprayed. And the tigers had sort of a lake, so we were like, with the lake? Like, what are we talking about? And then same thing, Ted, like, walked up, and it was like the tiger just walked over and turned around, and we were like, oh, no.
Back up. Yeah.
That tiger was pissed.
I had a cat did that to me once. The first place I lived here in Sacramento, a roommate had cats, and she was out for the weekend, and she had a big dog, and she'd taken the dog, and it was the first chance I had to, like, clean the house because the dog was a puppy, and there was just puppy dirt everywhere. So I scrubbed the shit out of the entire house, made myself dinner, sat down on the couch to watch a movie, and the cat, like, walks out, swear to God, looks at me, walks over the wall, looks at me again, is staring me in the eye, just puts its tail up and sprays the wall, and I'm like, son of a bitch. That's disgusting.
Asshole.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. And
watch me do it.
What can you do about it?
Nothing.
Not a thing.
Enjoy your movie.
Yeah.
Oh, cats.
Wow.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
So
speaking of cats, you guys had another addition to your humble abode.
That is
we
true.
We did. We got another cat.
Because if there's one thing our house needs,
it's more cats. We've been saying that, a little Nate Darling Show reference. Yeah, it's actually a cat that I used to have 5 years ago. I had her for 6 years, and then you know, had a eat, pray, love moment and sold everything I own and moved to India. And when that happened, my grandfather took this cat in for me and then wanted to keep her. So he's had her for 5 years. She's lived in the Bay Area and now he's moving and now I'm taking the cat back. So it's like a shared family cat. So yes, now we have three cats, which really seems like too many cats, but I mean, they outnumber the people now in the house.
It's a trifecta.
But we're glad that we have space to share with her. I'm grateful that I have a place for her and she's a sweet cat.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. The picture of you with the cats were with that one cat in particular was very, very sweet. It's like, oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, she still remembers me. And so she trusts me and she digs me, but absolutely every other person and thing and noise in the house is like terrifying to her, you know? So we're doing our best. It's slow going. She's 11. So, you know, change does not come easily.
Well, yeah. With two other cats in the house, you never know. Cause my two cats like each other and every now and then it becomes playtime and playtime means attack each other. So they'll be like walking along and every now and then there'll be an ambush.
Oh no.
Now imagine that times two. Imagine that. You're just walking around, doop de doo, and all of a sudden someone just like tackles you out of nowhere and starts biting your neck. That's their existence. So I would be nervous too. So how's Peanut reacting to all of this stuff?
I don't think Peanut is even aware that there's another cat in the house because Peanut spends most of her time outside because the kitten has kind of taken over the house in a way and she's happier outside, I think. So it's more how the kitten's doing. And the kitten wants so badly to meet this cat. So the kitten all night will stand outside the new cat's door and go, purt, purt, purt. Come outside and play with me.
And the new cat will walk up to the door and be like, and like totally like, I hate you, go away. And the kitten's just like,
and so, oh boy, we're friends.
Yeah, we keep joking. The kitten's like, wow, you talk like a sailor. Come on outside, let's play. That's some colorful language, you know. Like he just can't wait. And
so the kitten is Kenneth the Page, basically.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Oh my, you have, that's perfect.
Yeah,
good example.
It's really true.
So how long have the three of them been together at this point?
We got Kiki drove in last Thursday. I drove Kiki and she didn't drive in.
She didn't drive in, no.
But she's just been in her room the whole time and Peanut's been outside most of that time. Usually we try to lure Peanut in, but we're like, well, we have enough going on right now. So enjoy your patio, Peanut.
So it's been about 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not unusual. They'll probably warm up to each other with time. I mean, it took my two cats are the same age, and it took them about 48 hours to get past the initial I hate you phase.
You're a jerk. No, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
It was, be best friends. Okay.
No, well, it was more like, this is my place. Who the F are you? Yeah. Ace doesn't play about that stuff. he is the alpha, although he's not the one leaning on my lap right now. So, yeah. So there you go. So, and this past week, I think I talked about it on the show last week briefly, started a new diet plan. I hate to call it a diet. It's really more of a lifestyle sort of adjustment. And I'm not going to give the brand name out because they're not paying me. I'm paying them a lot, which is fine because it's working. Week one, down 14.8 pounds.
Amazing.
That's a 7 day total. On the eighth day, I lost nothing. So there you go.
Well, there has to be like a weight loss.
Even
Sabbath.
God rested.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the day they increased the portions significantly for 2 days. So I'll do periodic updates, but hopefully it'll continue along at a brisk pace. That's the goal, and that's the promise. Natural foods. I pick up my own foods, cook my own foods, prepare them, no processed stuff. So, and no, I'm not hungry. Yes, my energy is good. everything's fantastic. So,
good job.
Yeah, very happy with it so far.
Woohoo!
The test will be primarily coming up in August when I take a little vacation and I go away for about 5 days.
Where are you going?
A friend of mine and I are going to drive northward to Portland and Seattle.
Cool. Yay.
Sounds fun.
Are you going to do some sports while you're there?
We are. Well, we're going to watch some sports. We're going to see.
That's what I meant.
We're going to see a Portland Timbers game, which is very exciting because they are on a killer hot streak right now. They're the They are the hottest team in MLS. They have not lost a game since March. Major League Soccer.
Thank you. I was like, MLS.
And they're at the top of the power rankings for two straight weeks, and they won just this past weekend 3-0, which is, for soccer, is a pretty sizable win. So I'm excited to see that. The soccer scene in Portland is big, so that'll be fun. And
of course it is.
And my Angels are going to, this is coincidence, they are going to be in Seattle because I wanted to go up and see a game at Safeco Field.
Nice.
Nice.
So going to do that and might make a detour to Crater Lake. Not sure yet.
Ooh, Crater Lake's awesome.
Yeah. So a few things. That's coming up in the middle of August. It shouldn't affect the show because we're leaving like on a Tuesday.
Can we mention how disappointing the proposed team names for the Sacramento soccer team are?
What are they? I didn't even, I lost track.
Oh, God. You pull up faster on your computer than I will on the tablet. But it's like, it just, okay, the word Sacramento comes before all these things. Citizens.
Boo.
Assembly.
Oh, God.
Magpies.
What?
Unless it's like the Fighting Magpies. I still.
Unless it's the Fighting Magpies.
I don't know. Is and all Sacramento? I can think of is if it's Magpies or Citizen, are the businesses going to sponsor them?
Magpies. No, like Citizen Hotel, I don't think that's Magpie why
they,
Restaurant.
I don't think that's why they picked it. And I can't remember the other one. Was it like Republic or something? I don't know.
Was Senators one of them? I can't remember.
Something, but
it was something along the lines of Republic or something.
I don't like it.
Now, the old baseball team that used to be here, they were the Sacramento Solons, which I like better just because it's an interesting older word. But all I can think of is the really good, like, excited fan made his own little crest logo thing with an imagined team name, the Sacramento Rush, even though I usually don't like the Gold Rushy Cripe stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This was way better. It was the Rush, the little pickaxe thing, the colors were good, and every option now that's left for the actual team just seems really like it was picked by a committee from a bunch of
idiots
submissions, and they just went for the boringest of borings.
Well, I feel like both Citizens and Assembly, although I understand that it's like, oh, it's a political town or whatever, those words by themselves are just kind of generic. Like, the Sacramento group of people, you know? Like, it's just, And I don't feel like Magpies.
I don't know what Capitals, but I think that somebody else probably has that name, or there's a baseball team.
And the Washington Capitals are a hockey team.
And
Magpies aren't something, I mean, I've lived in Sacramento a long time. I don't consider Magpies to be something that we're known for or that are particularly regional.
I say hobos, just Sacramento hobos.
That at least would be funny.
But like the Rush was good because it's Gold Rush, and it's fast, and it's a sport.
You
and
could
it's
bring, really good. You could bring Geddy Lee in to sing the anthem.
I mean, granted, like the River Cats is a stupid name too, but I guess it existed before I got here, so I'm okay with it. But since it's not an actual animal.
But it's better, at least, because Sacramento does have rivers, and the river cat looks fierce and looks like a fighting.
It's like
how
thing.
Are you going to make a magpie
really
look?
Really angry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Avian flu or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's coming for your bling or something. I don't know. Like, it's just going to pick up. Is it because it attracts, it likes metal?
Oh, it's going to steal your knickknacks.
I don't know.
It's silly. You need a good name. Like, I like the Portland Timbers.
Ooh. Yeah, that's good.
And Seattle Sounders. I don't care for the LA Galaxy.
That's okay.
The LA Galaxy.
We're the Galaxy. It's a little weird.
The Galaxy.
We're a stellar team.
The Sacramento Universe.
Yeah. Ah, we've been bigger than everyone.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like, and then there's the Montreal Impact.
Ooh, that's nice.
That's not bad.
Vancouver.
What does that have to do with anything?
Vancouver Whitecaps. They're named after a font.
I would be the Wingdings. Sacramento Wingdings, everyone. What do you say?
It's better than Assembly.
So.
That's also a venue. Is everything named after a venue? It's a new venue. Now I'm even annoyed, more annoyed now.
Uh-oh.
Are they all just named after sponsorship?
I don't know. Well, I don't even think they are. It'd be okay. Frankly, it's fine if it has some kind of like reason, but.
How about the Sacramento Mayor Johnsons?
How about
the Johnsons?
You can just call them the Squeeze-ins.
Ooh, that's not bad. Squeeze-ins.
The Squeeze-ins. So,
Sacramento Squeeze.
The Harves for the
car. Oh, the Squeeze. There you go.
So. The Sacramento Squeeze. I like it. Put the Squeeze on people.
I want to see the Squeeze girls. Anyway, the Iron Sheik, his voice was instantly recognizable like that of a long-lost friend, but it was a joyless voice and a bit feeble. He's 73 now, he's in pain, and he badly needs knee surgery that he can't afford. And the truth is, basically every joint on his body could use fixing. That's from a lifetime of wrestling, both amateur and professional. The Iron Sheik, they're looking to make a documentary about him. Fascinating dude. He was an Olympic caliber wrestler in Iran, in the 60s. He went to the 68 Olympics. And after the best known athlete in Iran was, they say he committed suicide. The Iron Sheik thinks he probably didn't. The Iron Sheik thought, well, if they took him out, I might be next. So I'm going to America. So he packed up his things from Iran, came to America, only speaking Farsi, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And made himself into the biggest heel in professional wrestling in the 80s. And now they are looking to make a documentary about him called The Iranian Legend. And they've got an Indiegogo campaign for it. It's just a fascinating dude. And what they want to do, it's not just raising money for the film, but it is, but they want to shoot the climax of the film. I'm like, what do you want to shoot the climax of the film? And I watched the whole pitch video, which is a little long to play here, but they want to shoot the final scene. The final scene is going to be him having the surgery.
Oh, good.
And the cost of the Indiegogo campaign, and their goal is just under $17,000, so it's not a huge goal.
Yeah.
But they want to be able, the money is going to go to pay for the surgery.
Mm.
Awesome.
And the rehab. So it's going to a good thing. So if you enjoyed wrestling in the 80s and you like the Iron Sheik or appreciated how he made Hulk Hogan suffer, consider going to Indiegogo and, you know, kick them $10 or whatever. And of course, Indiegogo, just like Kickstarter, if you come in at a certain level, they give you different things that are part of the deal. Like for $30, you get the special Iranian legend tweet. You can get humbled by the Twitter legend himself.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Then if you go up to there's a few of them here. Let me go all the way up here.
Didn't you used to have a special segment on this show devoted to his tweets?
Mm-hmm. And we're going to read a couple, too, just to sort of flashback as to why. I mean, we may bring that back. For $150, you get a Skype call with him. He will show his gratitude by calling you via Skype to thank you, respecting your intelligence and making you humble as well. You get a copy of the DVD Iranian Legend. And yeah, they go up from there. For $5,000, the No Hollywood Jabroni is what they're calling it. Want to be a big hot shot Hollywood producer? Now is your chance. And an associate producer credit and all the bragging rights that come along with being a movie producer.
Mm-hmm.
So you get everything in the lower packages and you get your name on there for $5,000. So, just put it out there. And, the Iron Sheik, of course, active on Twitter. Here's some of the things that the Iron Sheik's been tweeting lately. Let me find. Oh yeah, yeah. Iron Sheik from 8 hours ago, and this is of course on Tuesday when we record the show. The Iron Sheik tweeted, "Fuck the Chris Brown."
All of him.
Sure.
I don't know. Fuck the Chris Brown. I'm sorry. Doesn't make any sense.
I like it.
A few hours before that, he tweeted, "Scottie Pippen, you like the midget Andre the Giant? You insult the fan for picture. I'm going to put you in camel clutch and go fuck yourself."
He's charming. He's funny.
He has a wide range of issues. He was tweeting about the Stanley Cup Finals. Chicago Blackhawks make the Boston humble tonight. And right after that, Chara, and I assume he's referring to Zdeno Chara, the 6'8" defenseman for the Bruins, or maybe 6'9".
That's what I thought. Just kidding. I don't really know what's going on.
Chara have sex with the Gary Bettman tonight.
Oi.
That would be the commissioner of the NHL.
Yeah. He's a little homophobic. Just saying.
Oh, is that his way of insulting people?
I think so, yeah.
Well, he also tweeted on the 24th of June, "Fuck, I love you."
Aw. He has a lot of love in his heart. Can I say the one funny thing about the Iron Sheik, which is more a reflection of wrestling, is that, you know, originally he's the Iron Sheik and he's being built from being in Iran. But then back in the day when we invaded, you know, Iraq the first time over Kuwait, he was suddenly a general from Iraq. They just kind of used his, you know, his place of origin to slip it back and forth depending on the convenience of it, because he was conveniently Arab, Middle Eastern, yeah,
Persian,
whatever. Doesn't matter. Why are you
thanks,
getting
dad?
I think it's funny they can flip back and forth. Oh, what, you know, Iran, Iraq, same thing. It's all good.
It is same one. You know, pick the decade: enemy, friend, enemy, frenemy, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know about this one, though. Nabisco has given its Oreo cookie a summer makeover, offering pink and green cream between golden cookies that they say tastes like watermelon.
Gross.
To quote them, we chose watermelon because it's a fun summer flavor that goes great with the golden Oreo cookie.
Is that why you did it?
They've been marketing the limited edition Oreos at Target stores since June 10th, and they'll only be available while supplies last. Now, you guys saw those?
Yeah, we were at Target on Sunday, and they were already in the clearance bin. So yikes. Only available while supplies last isn't saying
much.
Do they
still have the chocolate cookies, or are they the white?
No, they're white cookies, okay. And then green and pink frosting.
They have nothing to do with actual Oreos.
We read about them. They taste like gum, apparently.
That's what they said. Ugh. It's like a Bubblicious kind of between cookies, and it makes you think you don't want to swallow it because it's gum. But everybody I know that I
probably shouldn't anyway.
Everybody I know who's brought, you know, who's talked about this, like we've all kind of collectively just been like, ew, gross. And today I literally got a text from my friend Amber. I don't know if she listens to the show. I love you, Amber. Uh-huh. And she was like, oh my God, these look awesome. And she was really excited about them. And I was like, well, they're on clearance at Target. You can get them now. But Amber loves old timey hard candies and fruit candies. So she probably would like them. So there's at least one person out there who thinks that they look amazing.
Do you find it really awkward when there's something that you've already been dissing and somebody pops up and they're like, that sounds like the most awesome thing ever? Or do you do what
guilty.
I do? Or do you do what I do and go, man, you're stupid?
No, I never do. I'm always like, oh, no, I probably offended them. I was talking bad. And then yeah. I backpedal and I'm like, I'm sure they're delicious. They're probably not that bad.
Aw, you and I are very different people.
We are, but we still manage to get along.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so inspiring.
I know.
When that happens, I just go, I question your tastes. And then I just move on with my day, especially over something as minuscule as Oreos. Now, this amused me. And amused is probably the wrong word. It amused me because it's so ridiculous. There is a representative who's been pushing an abortion ban because he says male fetuses touch themselves.
Wait, that's... But isn't God not want you to touch yourself?
Mm-hmm. He says...
I don't understand.
Congressman Michael Burgess, who's a former OBGYN... This is the frightening part, kids. Says that he opposes abortion after 15 weeks because male fetuses can, quote... put their hands between their legs for pleasure. He says, watch a sonogram of a 15-week baby, and they have movements that are purposeful. He said, and I quote, they stroke their face. If they're a male baby, they may have their hand between their legs. If they feel pleasure, why is it so hard to believe that they could feel pain?
That is creepy and weird and wrong.
His remarks spread online where the idea of fetal masturbation took hold, an idea many found not only distasteful but impossible. So that's the rationale.
That summed it up pretty well.
Yeah. The rationale for the Republican bill, which advanced through the House Judiciary last week on a near party line vote, is one off disputed study that asserts fetuses can feel pain as early as 20 weeks after conception.
And enjoy masturbation.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't enjoy masturbation? But I think the 15-week fetus is probably not one who does.
Yeah, I'll put it.
I don't, I mean...
That and the guy with burned hands.
The bottom line is it does not necessarily... Well, depending on your camp, it's not germane to the overall issue, but...
That's true. Or Tito or Marlin.
I mean, their babies in the womb, like, suck their thumb, which is a comfort measure, but sort of a... not involuntary. I mean, it's an inborn thing to like suck your thumb. That's what you do when you get out, so that you don't die, so you can receive nutrition.
And masturbation, one could be argued, would be the same thing.
Right. Well, I mean, little kids do like rub up against stuff because it feels good. They don't know why they're doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe they do it in the womb, but I just why? Nobody should talk about that stuff anymore. Don't make comments about what fetuses can do. Don't talk about rape. Everybody just don't talk about it. Stop.
Wait.
You know else? You should stop hitting the mic stand.
Sorry. I'm hitting the cord. It's different than the stand.
Yeah, it makes the same sound. Just saying. We're splitting hairs here. It's like
that's
the
not germane to her argument, Nate.
It's a completely different thing. Thanks, Ted.
As a callback.
It was.
I liked it.
It was. That story just submitted for the what the fuck factor. Seriously, I'm like, wait, what? Someone in the House of Representatives, there's an actual person who's gone to Congress, been elected to Congress, who is actually putting this out there. And the more frightening part is he's an OBGYN.
Oh, brother.
He's been in the trenches, so to speak.
See, the problem with the story, though, is that it's not I don't know. I mean, it may be true. It may not be true. It depends on where you're coming from. I don't. It's not as ridiculous a statement when it comes to what are we doing with women's bodies or what the fruit thereof as the representative from, I don't know, let's go with Texas because I can't really remember what state, but that seems like a reasonable one, who said that it was Texas, I think, in arguing their effort to pass a bill to ban abortion after 20 weeks or in the 20th week and after. Mm-hmm. And somebody brought up, somebody was trying to put an amendment in to allow, you know, rape and incest. And she said, there's this thing called rape kits. So when you get raped, you go and you just get cleaned out anyway. So there's barely any pregnancies become because of that, which, I mean, does she not even watch Law and Order? That's not what that does.
I heard that actually. I actually heard that on another podcast as I was walking Tuesday morning.
I just, everybody stop.
I was like, what? What?
Out loud. She said it out loud and on the record.
And she's a lady with lady parts. You'd think she'd know better.
She's a lady with lady parts and power.
Yeah. You would normally love her.
It's a dangerous combination.
No, I wouldn't normally love her just because she's a woman.
With power.
No.
Power. You secretly hate women with power? What's going on?
It depends on how they're using the power.
Here's a lady everyone can get behind. Joe Torre's daughter. Christina Torre says the hand-eye coordination she got from her father, baseball great Joe Torre, helped her save a falling one-year-old baby in New York. Torre noticed the baby as she drank coffee in an outdoor cafe in Brooklyn's Bay Ridge neighborhood. That's according to the New York Daily News. Dylan Miller had somehow gotten onto the awning of the yogurt store next door to the Little Cupcake Bake Shop. When someone else called 911, Torre talked to Dylan, trying to get him to stay on the awning. He helped himself with his arms. He was dangling. I knew he would be flipping very soon, she said. When Dylan fell, Torre moved in and grabbed him mid-air. Witnesses applauded and said afterwards, she just walked away. Torre's father played
with the baby?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she gave him up. She said, I get my good hand-eye coordination from him.
Finders keepers.
The story is really close to being one of my favorite camp skits of all time, or just jokes of all time, which is the, like, football player catches, you know, comes up to the house fire of his neighbor and says, throw me your baby, I promise I'll catch. He's like, I'm too scared. And he says, I'm a famous receiver.
Receiver, sure.
I'm a famous receiver, and I will catch the baby, I promise, no problem. I've got, like, a Heisman Trophy and a Super Bowl ring. And she goes, okay. So she throws the baby, and he goes, got it. And then
spikes it.
Touchdown. So,
That was a joke from Airplane where O.J. Simpson catches a baby and then does the touchdown dance and spikes it.
Ah, hilarious.
It wasn't Airplane. I'm sorry. Lethal Weapon. Not Lethal Weapon.
Naked Gun?
Naked Gun. There we go.
That's funny.
It predates Naked Gun. It may have been used there.
That's interesting.
Old-timey
So the boy's parents, he apparently had climbed out. He got past a piece of cardboard placed in a window next to an air conditioner. His parents, Tiffany Demetrio, 24, and Sam Miller, 23, were charged with reckless endangerment and endangering the welfare of a child. They have three daughters, ages 2, 3, and 5. Now all four children are in the custody of child welfare officials.
Yay, no winners.
To which I say, hey kids, do it for fun once in a while.
Do it for fun once in a while.
That's right.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Maybe go to Amazon.com through NateDarlingShow.com. Get yourself some Master Glide and condoms. Stop having so many babies.
Right.
Or fix your windows.
Well, that too.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. So first up in Cooler Tool, Watermelon Oreos. Ted.
Ugh, the worst. Tool.
Becca.
Tool.
Christiana.
I can't weigh in eyes. I have not tasted them. Oh, they do not sound appealing.
Open-minded.
Well, just the concept of it.
You really want to pin her down on this one.
Yeah, I do. It's a Cooler Tool. It's not that hard. No one's going to take you out and shoot you based upon your answer. Just pick one.
I don't know. It feels like a week of a lot of big decisions. I'm just not really sure I could make it anymore.
Now I know how the Supreme Court feels.
It's Tool. Don't eat them. They're bad. Don't eat them.
There you go.
But I'm going to go nuts on a bag of fudge stripe cookies when I get home.
Fudge stripe cookies?
But yeah,
I love
Keebler
those
ones, you know.
Yes.
Made by elves in a tree.
Exactly. Although these are the Safeway brand knockoff, but that's okay.
Sorry, Nate.
Because I want to show solidarity with my vegan brethren.
Since when?
They're cool because they're vegan.
Yeah, you know what? That's really true. Oreos are vegan.
I know. That's why I said it.
So that is nice. I don't know that the watermelon ones are, but why wouldn't they be?
Exactly.
There's nothing natural in there.
Up next in Cooler Tool, masturbating. Christiana.
Oh, masturbating just in general?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Ted?
Oh my God, so cool.
Becca?
I feel like I'm having deja vu and we did this in Cooler Tool recently, but
maybe.
I'll go ahead.
I was
going
to check up.
Cool.
Just in case.
Cool.
Well, who masturbates just once? Seriously.
Babies. Fetuses.
Bet you can't eat just one.
Exactly. It's like Lay's potato chips.
What is that? Is that Lay's?
Okay. It's so cool. Fetuses do it.
Don't get Lay's potato chips. Yeah, it's cool. And finally, in Cooler Tool, babies falling from the sky.
Oh, jeez.
Becca?
Did a stork bring them? Because that's kind of cool. No, in general, it's not cool. It's very Tool.
Ted?
Yeah, I agree. I think babies falling from heights is disturbing to me. It's not cool.
Christiana?
Babies falling from the sky. Well, that is how the stork brings them. So mm-hmm. I guess it's cooler. We wouldn't have any more babies.
Fair enough. You know what? If they actually fell from the sky as opposed to from your fourth floor apartment, that would be cool.
Like one of those apocalyptic rains of frogs or something? Just like a rain of infants?
Sure. Rain of infants. Like that weird commercial with the babies coming from like Huggies Planet or whatever that was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that
was a weird one.
That was creepy. Babies are creepy sometimes.
I don't like it when they CGI the babies and like give them expressions and stuff like that. E-Trade's baby or whatever. Oh, so creepy.
See, I don't mind the E-Trade baby. I think this whole baby thing started with Ally McBeal like 10 years ago.
Oh, I hate that too.
Ago.
The dancing baby on Ally McBeal was super creepy.
Yeah, it
Not
was.
Not a fan.
So this was something I've been hanging on to for a while because I wanted to kind of see what you guys thought. None of you guys are like country music fans, right?
Not as such.
A little bit.
Okay.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Have you heard of the band Florida Georgia Line?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, they've got a song called Cruise. Now, here's the original song. Tell me what. I'll play a little bit of it and tell me what you think of it. Baby.
I've heard this.
I think I've heard it at the roller rink.
Yeah. So it's a hit song. It's getting a lot of play. You've heard it. It sounds like a summer country song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lyric-wise and everything else.
It sure does.
So what happens when you add Nelly and make it a remix? Same song.
Oh, yeah.
Did they do this or did someone do it for them?
No, it's them.
Okay.
See, he said, "What up, Nelly?" Ted, you look puzzled.
Is this just him in the background going, "Woo, I'm Nelly"?
Yeah, welcome to rap music, Ted.
But he's hardly adding anything to the mix.
Is he going to do like a rap in the middle?
Yeah,
like
a little
Snoop Dogg, Katy Perry style.
Welcome to rap music. Thanks.
So they're trying to make a crossover hit, is what they're trying to do, right?
It's not much of a mashup right now. I just got to say.
What's the question?
What's the question?
Like, why is Nelly?
The question will be which do you prefer?
The version that's been Nellied up like this?
Or the original?
What up? I'm Nelly.
I feel like it's kind of a pointless matchup because, like.
It's not a mashup.
Oh, I said matchup.
I'm sorry.
Because I don't know. I just don't feel like hip hop fans are going to be swayed into enjoying this song, and the kind of people who will enjoy it with Nelly will probably enjoy it anyway.
Country grammar. I rest my case.
Yeah, I think it's more for top 40 radio.
Right, that's
Here
what I'm
go.
Saying.
There's a lot of songs that do this that like either up or down the twang factor depending on which format they're going to play the single on.
Yeah.
Right.
And Taylor Swift has songs like that. I think Kelly Clarkson has songs like that. Dixie Chicks have songs like that. A lot of them do.
I think I'm still twitchy from the LL Cool J Brad Paisley accidental racist duo. And this is just making me nervous, sure. Even though it doesn't need to. Like, there's no reason a hip-hop star can't guest on a country song, but that one was just so uncomfortable.
Yes, I don't... This is fine as far as I'm concerned.
It seems fine.
It's fine. You know, it's cool.
But I'll couple skate with you at the roller rink.
But which do you like better?
Well, I didn't hear the whole thing, but they're so similar that I probably wouldn't care that much.
They actually really are very similar. It doesn't really matter.
I think it's silly that Nelly, hey, I'm here. I was going to say, any minute now, I'll say something.
What
Nelly.
Up, Paul?
What's
Nelly.
Up? Hey, Nelly.
Yeah. Nelly.
I think Ted's actually captured the exact contribution of Nelly to that song.
Hi. I'm Nelly. I'm in the studio.
Does he still wear that Band-Aid?
Probably. I can't imagine he wouldn't.
Oh.
So that's Florida Georgia Line featuring and not featuring Nelly.
Yeah, I mean, if you want a good melding of rap music and country, listen to the Rednecks. Isn't that what happens? Isn't that where it's all about? No?
I've been married a long time ago.
It's just terrible.
That's
just
what it is.
Did I tell you, Nate, that... Like, Ted and I, we got, like, anthropologically curious about that song, and we researched it. Like, where does it come from? And it's, like, pre-Civil War.
Where does it go?
Right.
Right.
Because I was
head.
Like, why didn't the person get married because of Cotton Eye Joe? Like, I had to know after listening to it. And it turns out that Cotton Eye Joe was, he either had, like, he was blind because of moonshine.
Yeah.
Hence the cotton eyes. Or he just had blue eyes. And he was so dashing with his crazy zombie eyes that he took the singer's lady away.
Now you know, Nate.
Yeah. Here's what I know. They took a terrible old, like, hillbilly song.
It was like a field song for the...
Yeah.
It
was an old... field workers.
Yeah, and they turned it into this weird dance mix piece of crap.
Paula Deen likes that song.
She might.
She brings would.
Her,
it
brings
go...
her back. It was, I don't know.
I'm not even going to go there.
Too late.
Yeah.
No, that's... too soon. That's what it is. Sorry.
Too late.
Too late.
Too late.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Anyway, you see what you did. You played that song for us, and then it like squeezed out into like a nerdy need to research and understand why it exists.
Why someone would voice that upon the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, why? Why isn't he married because of Cotton Eye Joe? I honestly thought that the singer was waiting for Cotton Eye Joe and carried a torch for Cotton Eye Joe and waited for him to come back, but that was not
carried
the case.
A torch. That's adorable.
Right?
Aww.
That's the old timey idiom. Where does that come from? That's what I'm going to look up tonight.
We'll report next week on
we
the
We need
Nate
to have
Dowling
like
show.
Research corner.
Aww.
Yeah. Look, you guys put far more thought into that song than I ever would have thought anybody would. Just saying.
You're welcome.
Ha. So, now, this is sort of a weird little grouping of stories that I call Wild Kingdom.
Ooh.
Wild Kingdom. Wow. We start out with from Alaska, where a man was mauled by a black bear in Alaska after he threw an animal a piece of barbecued meat while going on a bike ride.
Oh, no.
According to officials, the man, who will remain unnamed as he could face charges of illegally feeding wildlife,
he got attacked by a bear,
had been drinking before he decided to go for a bike ride during a church picnic. The bear reportedly ate the meat and didn't attack the man until he threw a second piece.
Oh, brother.
Alaska officials said the bear had, quote, gone ballistic. Later that day, park rangers found the man all bloodied, washing himself at the campground. He wasn't terribly coherent, said Alaska Department of Fish and Game spokesman Ken Marsh. He was unsure of where the attack actually happened. Alaska State Trooper spokeswoman Beth Ipsy said the man was treated at the hospital for puncture wounds and scratches to his jaw and back.
God.
Asked if the bear was likely to repeat the attack, Marsh was quick to say no. Quote, the bear was pretty much goaded into this.
He was goaded. Hey, bear, come here, some meat.
That guy is lucky he didn't die.
I know, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, pretty... you know why? Because God was on his side. He was at a church picnic.
Oh my God.
But also, everybody knows don't feed the bears. And you're a douche when you feed the bears because you make it less safe for all the other visitors to
and the
park.
Other bears, and that bear's probably gonna be getting shot.
Yeah, and the bear can get shot.
So...
Yeah.
No, this bear will not. The bear doesn't face any charges.
No, good.
So he's they've basically exonerated the bear. The bear's good. But I think the tip is don't go for a bike ride with a bunch of barbecued meat in bear country because
right.
The bear's going to get you. Dumbass.
Right. Yeah.
I don't care how much church picnic you went to. Sometimes you don't even have to leave your house for the animal kingdom to turn on you. Roger Brown of Brazil, Indiana, has been hospitalized after his six-month-old pit bull chewed off his toes while he slept.
How does that even work?
Well, he's 46. He awoke just after dawn Wednesday last week to a bloody left foot and two missing toes and discovered his pit bull puppy had been gnawing at his foot.
According, why didn't he wake up? How do you get your toes?
Was he drunk?
I don't understand.
No, he was. According to Brown, his dog Bo was able to chew off entirely his left pinky toe, as well as the big toe on the same foot. The dog also managed to eat a sizable chunk of the man's actual foot.
Gross.
Without waking him.
That's a stealth
dog. I don't
dog.
Understand. Whoa. It's not even one single bite. I mean, if my kitten... My kitten, like, opened the door this morning, and I couldn't go back to sleep for, like, 2 hours, you know? I mean, how... I don't understand. How could you get three entire bites taken off your foot that remove digits and not wake up?
He's disabled and diabetic and admitted it was his own fault.
That's why.
He explained that he usually treats and wraps his open wounds and blisters on his feet, but failed in his regimen on that particular night. He said that Bo was likely enticed by the exposed wound that Brown said is a result of his diabetes.
Oh, that's so gross, God. Nate. Why did you let me rant before setting me straight?
So we can...
It was an unnecessary rant. I take it back. I'm sorry, poor man who has... Oh, that's
I guess there's
bad.
A lesson here of not judging people for being sound sleepers.
That's so sad.
He's confident in his decision not to euthanize Bo. He's going to continue raising and caring for his pet because it was his fault.
He's got to taste for human flesh.
Right.
So gross.
Yeah,
so
it was
gross.
It was weird.
The lesson here is always bandage your feet before you go to bed if you have a pit bull dog.
Well, yeah. Well, any dog, really. A puppy? Puppies chew on stuff, man. And, like, I had, like, Hef is a very mild-mannered cat, loves to be petted, so he like, laid down.
Oh, no.
I think Becca's going to die now. He laid down on a box, like, next to me. I reached down, and he didn't know I was going to do it, so he immediately turned and grabbed and, like, put a couple of 2-inch gashes in my hand.
The humanity.
Yeah. Not his fault. My fault. Lack of communication. Same thing. I have 2 scratches. This guy lost a couple toes.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So pretty much.
You've all learned a lesson.
Now to Arkansas, where a catfish barb stabs an Arkansas boy. Aiden Menchata, 13, says he, quote, screamed like a girl when a catfish barb got lodged in his neck. He spent Father's Day with that barb in his neck. According to KATV, he was on a family fishing trip when he was struck with a catfish barb that lodged itself near the main artery of his neck.
Jeez
what
Louise.
What is particularly feminine about screaming when you get something stabbed in your neck?
It's a high-pitched screaming, I guess. It's not a manly scream like, oh, I've been hit by a bullet.
He's also a boy.
It's an expression, yeah.
And I know, but...
Let's go to KATV. Your catfish news leader.
Started as a successful fishing outing for a Maumelle boy, ends in a near-death experience. The 13-year-old was stabbed in the neck with a catfish barb. Good evening, and thank you for watching tonight. I'm Christina Munoz in for Scott.
And I'm Beth Hunt. It all happened last night at the boy's home after he went fishing with his parents for Father's Day. Our Jeanette Reyes sat down with the boy and his family. She is live in Maumelle with more on how this all happened. Jeanette.
Beth and Christina, it was supposed to be a regular Father's Day for this Maumelle family who went fishing at a nearby lake yesterday when a harmless joke involving a catfish almost turned deadly.
Now, how often has that phrase been uttered? A harmless joke involving a catfish almost turned deadly.
Probably more than you think.
Catfish jokes are not harmless.
Let's continue.
I thought I was going to die.
It was a Father's Day that turned into a nightmare for 13-year-old Aiden Menchaka and his family.
Well, it didn't hurt until I realized it was in my neck. When I got stuck, I screamed like a girl as loud as I can.
Aiden's mother, Melissa, was holding the fish when suddenly it jumped.
Wanted to give him a kiss, and like him and he like got nervous. The fish flopped around, and it just smacked him on the neck.
But that's some good parenting right there. I just wanted to hold the catfish up for him to give it a kiss. And it flopped around.
But pulling the barb out wasn't so simple.
And like I was going to pull it out, and then I saw it was right in this artery right here, and it was like bulging out.
They immediately called police and held the catfish still while they waited for what seemed like an eternity.
It seemed forever for 911 to come. It was a nightmare.
Paramedics arrived and were surprised with what they saw.
They were shocked. They were like, whoa, what's going on here?
After waiting 30 minutes for the fish to finally remain still, they cut the fin and med-flighted Aiden to Arkansas Children's Hospital. Melissa and her husband, both new to Arkansas, had to drive separately.
We still had to put the GPS on and we still got lost.
All the while, Melissa prayed for one thing.
Please, God, don't take them from me.
Doctors were able to pull out the barb without doing much damage, but an ultrasound revealed it was just a couple of centimeters away from a main artery. As for Aiden, he walked away with a new nickname.
And when we were on the stretcher, they were talking about my nickname being Catfish.
And an important lesson learned.
Not to mess around with fish.
Indeed, don't mess around with fish.
So,
don't kiss a fish.
If your toddler climbs out of a poorly blocked window in a yogurt shop and ends up on the awning, you get all four of your children taken away.
Right.
If you hold up a
catfish. Probably only if you're a minority.
No.
Sure. If you hold a catfish up to your son to give it a kiss and he almost bursts an artery, that's just like a country anecdote. Like
I don't think that that's necessarily an expected outcome of that action. Whereas children playing next to unguarded second story windows,
it's is that more the of difference? A predict,
probably
just that it's like thinking that a catfish is dangerous is just a surprise. Like you just wouldn't think that would be the case.
I don't know. Tangent. Well, I'm so distracted right now because there's some super exciting procedural crap going on in Texas. That if you're rules and procedure legislative nerd like I am.
Oh, is the filibuster still
going? But they're trying to, like, there's a very contentious vote right now on whether or not to make her sit down because she might have leaned up against a thing too long, committed another infraction.
Oh, my
god. And you get, like,
goodness.
Three chances to do things the right way before they shut down your filibuster, but she has to keep going until after midnight Texas time.
Can anyone
which
else?
It should be. No, they're not 3 hours ahead. They're 2 hours ahead, right?
Yeah, she has, like, 45 more minutes.
Yeah, this is rough. Now they've got to vote on whether to sustain the motion, and then they'll have another vote on whether to make her stop filibustering, and I don't know what's going on.
It's amazing what she's doing. And everybody, like, they're like, submit your story. Like, people are sending her, like, things to read, you know? Yeah. And yeah.
I mean, I don't even know that much about Texas House procedure, but I love all procedure and rules because I am really nerdy.
I think Texas
Get
House procedure.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Sorry. Good point. Oh, no. I'm just thinking Texas House procedure is if you don't follow the rules, they'll execute you on the spot. That's what I think Texas House does.
Here's what I learned from the...
I think she beat it back. They ruled that the third germaneness thing is not... And anyway.
Yay.
I'm sorry. Oh, I really want to know what's going on. I care. A lot of people care.
All
Most women care
yeah.
and all Texans care.
Yeah.
And vegetarians
One
care.
Way or the other, everybody in Texas cares.
Yeah. Here's what I learned from the band Alabama. That if you're going to play in Texas, you've got to have a fiddle in the band.
That's true.
Because I believe it's a steel guitar, could be the lead guitar, is hot, but not for a Louisiana man. And I don't know what those two things have to do with each other unless you're on the border, but somehow it figured so prominently that they included it in the lyrics. So I don't know what that means, but it's just as important as what's going on in Texas. That's all I'm saying.
Nate's doing his own filibuster now.
Sure. It's time for Florida Corner. We're getting it in this time.
He leaned against the table. I think we should vote whether he can continue. Never mind. Continue.
No, the Creedence Clearwater is already playing. Don't fight it.
Yeah,
don't
you can.
Don't fight it.
Start out with a Florida man. Intoxicated man, in fact, goes on a rampage after being denied fish soup.
Don't mess with fish.
I assume any Florida story you tell, when you mention a man, he's intoxicated. But continue.
Not always, though.
He could be on
drugs. An officer went to an apartment on the 1800 block of North Congress Avenue in response to a report of screaming and crying heard just before 3 a.m. He spoke to a woman at the address who said she and her boyfriend had been out drinking. When they got home, she rejected her boyfriend's amorous overtures as she had to get up early and go to work. He became angry and threw her off the bed, then jumped on her and pinned her to the floor.
Where does the fish soup come in?
We frequently have stories about people who are angry about, like, not having sex or ends up not getting something else, and then fisticuffs ensue.
That happens a lot, yeah.
It does. Yeah. It does. Where is the fish? Damn it. That may not be the story.
May not be the story?
It may not be the story. That may just be the headline. I'm looking for the fish.
Where is that?
Where is the fish?
Oh, fish.
Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. It was the wrong one.
That's okay.
A man on the 700 block of South 8th Street returned home intoxicated and demanded that his roommate make him fish soup. When she refused, he became enraged. So she left and went outside. He followed. He smashed a beer bottle against the mailbox and slashed the woman with a broken end, cutting her forearms. He then picked up a brick and heaved it at her, striking her shoulder. Deputies spoke to the man who smelled of alcohol and had bloodshot, glassy eyes. He said the woman pushed him, then refused to answer any more questions. He was arrested and taken to jail.
That must be some really good fish soup.
You'd have to think so.
No soup for you.
No soup. But it's not just men. No.
No.
Equal opportunity. A woman pulled a gun on her roommate for hiding the vodka. That's right. Carrie Ann Bradford Dangler was taken to the slammer last week after she allegedly pointed a revolver at one of her roommates who hid her vodka. That's according to a news release from the sheriff's office. When deputies asked the 51-year-old woman about the gun, which is a stainless Colt Python, she said the gun belonged to her other roommate and she had only gone to get it so she could clean it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's all right.
I never had a roommate who cleaned guns for me.
Deputies found the gun, which had a spent bullet casing inside a bedroom. She reportedly told deputies she shot the revolver the week before in the area of the pool because a frog was making noises. Reports show a shots fired call in the area on June 4th, so maybe she was telling the truth. But that time, the responding deputies could not find the source of the weapon's fire. So, yeah.
I shot my gun because there was a frog making noise in the area.
I'm so glad that I don't live in a natural setting like that.
Don't hide. I'm sure there are frogs near where you are.
No, I'm just saying where my neighbors would shoot to make the frogs be quiet. Because first of all, that is super loud and stressful and makes your neighborhood sound awful. But probably the frogs will start singing again in like 2 minutes.
You know what? See, that could happen in Carmichael, though. It's entirely possible people could start shooting frogs there.
I guess it is true.
We have frogs. I haven't noticed a gun problem yet.
Well, we better keep an eye out for it. It could be a trend. Let's watch Cracked for trend pieces about shooting frogs.
Yeah.
Don't shoot your frogs. Get some earplugs.
Yeah, if you're going to go frog gigging, that's one thing. You're going to have to Google frog gigging.
I don't think I'd want to frog gig.
It's hunting frogs, but it's not shooting them. Just saying.
Oh, that sounds even worse.
You remember a few weeks back, the young lady who interviewed Jesse Eisenberg?
Yes.
About the
frog giggings means it's like a snipe hunt, right? It's a fake thing to get girls in the back of your car?
Nope. No, frog gigging is a real thing.
Okay.
It is not a fake thing. You remember she interviewed Jesse Eisenberg from the Now You See Me movie?
Right.
That's right.
Which I did see and I enjoyed.
Me too. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was a fun movie. Fun movie to go see.
Yeah.
Not a Grammy. I would give it like
recommend it.
B minus somewhere in there.
Fine. Summer fun.
Yeah. Fun movie. See, we can agree on something.
Sure.
Finally.
Well, thanks, Ted.
I don't know.
The lovely young lady, or is she, who called Jesse Eisenberg a jerk. I've been keeping track of her. She works for this weird conglomeration of ABC and Univision online. And she wrote this article online. When did the internet become a place for people to show off your kid's birth or a place to post the 700 plus photos from your engagement photo shoot that didn't make it into the official album or a place to upload your elaborate overpriced high school promposal video? It feels like every day the internet just becomes a platform for people to show off, and we're here to call you out on it. So they go through, they're trying to shame the internet show offs of the week.
What?
That's
welcome to the internet. I think this happened about 2001, right?
That's the whole purpose
Where have
of
you
the internet.
Been. Jeez.
Stupid working journalists and her stupid accepting of assignments and stupid people give her and pay her for. Stupid girl. She's so stupid.
My brain stopped on promposal.
You're right. Why? Because you don't know what that is?
Well, I think it must be
some sort of a proposal at the prom,
like asking someone to prom. I don't know. We didn't have that term back when I had prom, and there certainly wasn't any big like, ta-da, now it's going to happen in this big giant way that deserves to be on the internet. I don't even remember.
Nothing deserves.
I went to
internet.
Like probably 3 or 4 proms in my day.
Nothing deserves to be on the internet.
I don't remember being asked to any of them, so it couldn't have.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you. This show deserves to be on the internet.
This is the only thing.
We've earned the internet.
That's right.
We're certainly not showing off here. You don't see engagement photos or promposals.
No.
But it's not
now
her.
I want to make one.
I'm not attacking her. I think it's the assignment is whatever. It's internet assignment. But just that whole, the way she opened the article, when did the internet become this, seems a strange way to start.
It was born.
Exactly.
So then here are some of the things that they start slashing out at. Nail art. For the Spurs, because it was the NBA Finals. Nail art for the Spurs.
What a show off.
Nail art for the Miami Heat.
What a show off.
Kids in sports jerseys.
What show offs.
Dressing your kids up who don't even know what a basketball is should be banned. Yes, miniature jerseys are adorable. Yes, your kids are adorable. No, your kids wearing miniature jerseys are not adorable. Okay, maybe a little adorable, but do they even know who Bernie is or the Coyote?
Oh my God, so angry.
Oh, I can't take it. Skip to the end. Small town news. Small town news.
Oh, you know it's bad when we're begging for small town news.
One more. Kids in Heat headbands. We bet he doesn't have a receding hairline. So that's a subtle jab on.
I just need a laptop.
That's just a subtle jab on.
I just want to see what's happening in Texas.
LeBron James.
Or Cristiano.
So there you go. Before we get to small town news, it's time to go to Japan. Because we are nothing if not a global show. There's a new trend in Japan that's a little disturbing to some. It's called eyeball licking.
Gross.
Or oculontuchus.
Oh, that sounds hotter.
Mm-hmm. Known as worming or eyeball licking, it's become a popular display of affection for Japanese teenagers. But unfortunately, the erotic trend has doctors worried about the potential negative side.
Oh, no.
Oculontuchus sounds sort of like Yiddish for staring at someone's butt.
Aachen den Tachis? Oi, I want you Aachen your Tachis. I don't know.
To quote a doctor, this is a dangerous practice which has the potential to spread a number of bacteria that reside in the mouth to the eye, resulting in bacterial infections such as conjunctivitis, testis, as well as abscesses involving lids and eye socket. According to Shanghai List, teachers first noticed the craze taking off in Japan when students started wearing eye patches.
Oi.
To hide the effects.
It's a pirate trend.
They cite the testimony of a Japanese middle school teacher who wrote a post for the blog. I'm not going to say the name. About catching, I'm going to pronounce it wrong anyway, for catching two of his students in the act. As an extension of acts like kissing and touching each other's bodies, they were licking each other's eyeballs. When Mr. Y asked them
why
they were doing such a thing, seriously, the male pupil said it's because it's popular in our class. It's not just the two of us anyway. Everybody's doing it.
Ugh.
Eyeball lickers apparently also susceptible to eye chlamydia.
Ew.
That's right. Chlamydia, it's a bacteria of a particular concern, which can be spread sexually, has the potential to lead to blindness if left untreated. He said, although its incidence is decreasing, it's always a concern in the setting, especially given that there has been orogenital contact. So, yeah. The Guardian reported the trend started with the Japanese emo band, which goes to my assertion that emo leads to nothing good. The Japanese emo band Born, which featured eyeball licking in a music video.
That's so gross. Or am I prude? Is that the problem?
Well, the thing that I wonder, I mean, yes, it's gross. Anything that leads to eyeball abscesses that is avoidable should be avoided. But the thing I wonder is, like, does that even feel good? I mean, it can't feel good. Anything that touches your... No.
Come here, sweetheart.
No, honey. No. No. But yeah, just anything that touches your eye...
It'd be worse if a cat did it.
Yeah, way worse.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I mean, anything that touches your eye is uncomfortable at best and painful at worst. And I can't imagine that the pleasure is worth the risk.
Apparently,
no, it's dumb. But like six dumb kids have done it in the same area. And they get,
it's a trend.
Piece. It's a trend piece.
It's a trend. I did something. It's a trend.
It's not.
Today.
How about some anger?
I will fuck you up.
How about that?
What?
That's right.
I may if somebody doesn't give me access to a streaming YouTube feed soon.
I will massacre you.
I just need a laptop and an open internet connection. And like an earbud, okay?
I will fuck you up!
Please, I want to know what's happening in Texas.
I don't like the new drop.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's from Tropic Thunder. It's one of Tom...
I do like Tropic Thunder.
It's one of Tom Cruise's virtuoso performances.
But I don't like threatening violence.
I like Tropic Thunder, but out of context, it's upsetting.
Well, maybe if you picture Tom Cruise in a bald cap.
Tom Cruise is also upsetting.
I will massacre you!
Yeah, he's very angry that day. He was very, very angry that day. All right. Hey, just a reminder, if you'd like to support the show, there's two great ways you can do it. One's absolutely free. It's tell a friend that you like the show. Say, hey, there's this cool show called The Nate Darling Show. You can get it on natedarlingshow.com, on iTunes.
Tell them it's a trend piece like eye licking.
And on the Stitcher mobile app. Tell them all the cool kids are doing it. And tell them that we hate emos. Well, I hate emos.
And listening to the Nate Darling Show does not lead to eye abscesses.
No, not at all. We're completely sanitary.
The FDA has not approved that, by the way, so I get that out there.
Right. Much like anything herbal, nothing approved by the FDA. And the other way you can support us is if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, go to NateDarlingShow.com first, click the Shop Amazon tab, and then have at it. Doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show and helps us do things like buy equipment, buy bandwidth. They keep the show on the air for you or on the internet for you, wherever you listen, however you like to do it. So there you go. And with that, it's time for me to play this.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
All right. Small town news. It wasn't a great week for small town news. They had, like, real crime in little towns, so I had to go to speak out again. Sorry.
Wait, with all those cops, how could they have crime?
Well, no, they don't. That's why they have speak out.
I'm sorry. Duh. Okay. Yeah. Cordy Little, yes, I think. Never mind. Just forget I said
that. Maybe the daughter of the grandparents who wrote in passive aggressively on Wednesday. Maybe they've responded. Like, ooh, maybe if your grandchildren don't like you, it's because you raised me terrible. And I don't know.
We'll see.
I'll just let you read.
Mess. A group of concerned volunteers picks up 2 miles of highway on Thursday to keep our town looking clean. And by Tuesday, coffee cups, takeout containers, and beer cans replace the other litter. That's it.
Boo.
Signs. Stop signs in the Plattsburgh area that are not necessary. I'll bet you could count many. Again, let me. The subtext of that is I want to go fast and I have to stop.
It's that same guy. Like every day he's writing something new about,
you know,
trying
if there weren't
influence.
So many crosswalks for pedestrians, I could drive faster.
If we built an Autobahn in Plattsburgh, it would be better for everyone.
Well, see, they don't just think local. They think global and national. Training. The U.S. will spend around $14 billion in fiscal 2013 for foreign military assistance. That's money spent on training foreign armies and providing them with weapons. That's all.
Yes.
Very factual opinions on speak out.
Mistakes. Justice Department seizing of journalists' records. IRS targeting the Tea Party. Benghazi cover-up. The Fast and the Furious guns for Mexico with 44 months to go in the reign of the great mistake. Mm-hmm. The gods are not done punishing us.
Nope.
The gods? You would expect that to be just the one god. From, I don't know.
No, it was lowercase g.
That's okay. So funny. I thought that was going a different way. I thought they were going to be like, how many manufactured scandals are we going to have to suffer through? But the person who wrote those didn't believe that those scandals were manufactured.
Nope. Underlying, I'm a racist. sorry.
Clearly.
Not me, but the guy who complained.
Anyone who hates Obama's a racist.
Scandals? I'm tired of seeing all these scandals on TV. Most Americans are sadly too naive and will only listen to what they see first on CNN or CBS.
Or Fox News.
All of these cover-ups will soon burst the balloon. I don't know what that means.
No, I think that was written by a Fox News viewer because they were like, you only believe what you see on CNN instead of the real truth.
Aha.
You ready for something nice?
Yes.
Yeah.
After hearing that one of his cancer patients had his mountain bike stolen, our physician found one similar to the missing bike online and purchased it for his patient. No, I think that's great patient care.
That is.
That is great. That's awesome.
When someone tells you the dollar is collapsing, laugh in their face. 6 months from now, cry because you didn't listen to them.
At Donald Trump.
That was like two very short sentences in a roller coaster of emotion, wasn't it?
It really was. Laugh in their face, then cry.
And finally, flag. I drive through Malone on my way to work. Is there a reason the state police barracks does not fly the American and New York flag? I don't know.
Oh, the flag people.
Maybe.
People sure the like flag flags. People.
They really do. I've had two different jobs where it is my job to put the flag up in the morning in front of the institution where I worked. And both times there were just people observing to see if I did it properly and... I don't know. It was a lot of pressure. There are people who really, really care about that flag.
Yeah, it's important. And at the University of Vermont, they have multiple flags flying on the flagpoles. They've got the American flag. They've got the Vermont flag. I believe there's a Canadian flag. And there's the rainbow flag to celebrate the country of gay.
I like it. I mean, I know I have nothing against the flag. I was happy to put it up every single day. But I think just sort of this like hawkish micromanaging of exactly, you know, how it's raised, how it's lowered, how it's folded, whether it's in front of every single institution it could be in front of, I don't know. I don't get the point of that.
Why do you hate America, Becca?
Yeah. I know. It's that, that's just basic.
It's the flag.
Yeah, that's something that like Boy Scouts and military people are, take very seriously because it's a symbol of our country and they love America.
How do we know
people, people fought and died to raise that flag properly?
How do we know who owns the moon without flags?
Right.
Yeah, on them? Oh, yeah, but the problem is we pay way more attention to the fucking piece of fabric than anything that it means. So.
Exactly. Here, I mean, the, no, when yeah, they I were fighting and dying to raise that flag, was it really important exactly how it was folded?
No, of course
they
not.
Fought and died to make sure that we could watch an awesome filibuster going on in Texas.
Oh.
Which will be long over by the time you can hear
not
this show.
Not necessarily.
She wants us to finish
not
the
to
show,
extend
I think.
The session.
Well, we're
you never know. Friday? You never know.
You think she'll filibuster till Friday?
I don't know.
Oh.
Whatever.
That would be time. Amazing. Is she just like
good tease, though.
In a
get
cup?
People to come back. No, they're just holding it.
Yeah.
Bless her.
Well, I would love to wrap up the show. In fact, I'm going to do it right now. Because that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show.
Well wrapped.
Have a y'all weekend, have, everybody.
Yeah, y'all have a fabulous weekend.
We'll, here. Hey, y'all.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next week.
Stay
we,
cool.
We should have a very special guest with us next week to talk about black things.
Finally.
Oh, tune in then.
Every time he says that, Christiana shakes her head.
I'm not sure about that.
You're not sure? I'm pretty sure.
I don't
sure,
know him. No, it's fine.
I'm pretty sure we are going to talk about black
that's
things.
That's fine. Okay.
Just saying.
Good.
See you next week.
Bye.
On the rooftop, yelling out to you, girl. To you, girl.